I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. I have a special announcement. On June 8th, 2016, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be doing a live event, Soul School Live. This will be a special event for Varsity Club members only. This is when you sponsor the show at $5 a month. You get a whole bunch of other goodies, too, and access to a lot of other things, including upcoming special events. But this special event, June 8th, you'll learn routines and spiritual practices that enhance emotional wellness and a more peaceful life. You'll learn how the brain processes categories and spiritual experiences. You'll learn how to develop better hearing, so-called, in your inner world. And you'll learn how to avoid the most common traps that will hijack you mentally and emotionally. There'll even be time for a question and answer time, and you'll have access to this recording and replay the whole time you're a member if you can't make it live. I'm also looking to get a very special guest to come along, and there'll be some other surprises too, so I hope you'll sign up for this event. Just go to Patreon, that's patron with an E, patreon.com/SparkMyMuse to join in and support the show and be part of this very special live event, June 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to Soul School, everybody. This is lesson 34, Gaining a Fresh Perspective on Your Suffering. And today I'm going to be reflecting a little bit on Dr. Stephen Haynes. His work will be noted in the show notes, and there's a lot of very valuable resources there for you to see. And I'm just going to give you a tidbit of what I learned from his work. It's going to be very valuable for you to check in on it yourself. But one of the things I thought was really very valuable that I could share with you that plays a lot into some themes I've delved into before in other soul schools is the human ability to step outside of our system or step outside of our situation and look back into it. It's a unique human characteristic that animals don't appear to have, this consciousness that we have. And so if you have heard me say this before in other episodes, I'm using this from Ask Science Mike. As he put it, humans have this brain that's developed in this sort of interesting way. In a sense, it's almost like we have sort of a primal lizard brain, if you will, sort of wrapped in a sort of animal-like monkey brain, if you will. And that brain is wrapped up in a human brain. The human brain being the rational part of us, the part of us that is unique from animals in the sense that we want to make the world a better place. We engage in art. We also contemplate our own existence, our own death, and we encounter things like wonder in ways that animals don't seem to do it. And we encounter empathy on levels much, much deeper than anything else in the animal kingdom. And so because we can do that, we have this adaptability to situations unlike others do. And we have an adaptability unlike animals, and we can help in our healing process. And also we can help others in their healing process. And it occurred to me in hearing Stephen Haynes that the part I'd like to share today has to do with suffering, whether it's something you're going through right now or something that keeps bothering you from your past. Say it's an anxiety issue or an old betrayal or some sort of old wound or even just a current issue where you play these sort of loops in your head, something about yourself that's negative or maybe that you're worthless or maybe that you're not good enough or something like that. And what this one exercise does in the therapy programs that he encounters and that he teaches other therapists to do, I think is really helpful that almost anyone can do, because as humans, we can do exercises and ways of seeing the world in a unique way where we can step right out of our situation and look back in. Anyone can do it who's human, because we have this ability as conscious beings to look back in. And so one of the ways could be like this. So imagine yourself suffering even right now. So say you're suffering with something right now. Let's say you're just feeling extremely down because you've really messed something up in your life. Perhaps you've really let someone down on a project at work or in one of your relationships, and you're feeling pretty terrible about it. Of course, you're not just feeling terrible in this moment. It also harkens back to something in your past. It feels like familiar pain from your past. And so this is just an example. You can take anything that you're struggling with right now and you're suffering with right now. Or you can take something from the past and do this. So say you're doing this right now, and I'm going to pull out of the situation for just a second and give you an analogy. So first, before you imagine your situation, first imagine that you're just sitting outside in a comfortable place, and you're looking out into the sunset. You have a beverage in hand, you're really enjoying yourself, and you're looking out to this gorgeous sunset, and you see it there, and as you're looking at the sunset, you're looking at it with just wonder and appreciation. You're not looking at it judgmentally at all. That's not how we look at sunsets. We don't see them and say, "Oh, that yellow is so shabby today," or "This is a really disappointing sunset and I'm disgusted right now." You just look at a sunset and you think, "Oh, I'm glad I got to see this today, and I wonder what tomorrow's sunset will be like, and this is really a unique one. I'm never going to see a sunset like this again." And you don't feel embarrassed for the sunset. You don't think, "Ugh, the purple was horrible today. I'm so embarrassed." You don't feel upset that the sun is in a certain position in the sky or anything like that. You just look at it, and you just look at it without judgment, at a distance. It's the distance part. It's that ability to see at a distance is how we can use our own conscious abilities to look at ourselves with distance. Once you realize you're able to do this as a person, you can realize that the thoughts and the suffering that you're feeling isn't actually you. You can realize that you can create another consciousness loop in your brain. It's just an ability of the human brain. Now, this distancing that you can do can allow you to look back on the suffering that you're feeling right now and see that suffering as an experience, as a perception, as a thought, and not immediately tied to you where you're completely emotionally hijacked by it in that animal monkey brain of yours that also exists in your brain. This is a really excellent technique for not getting hijacked in all sorts of situations where it's past memories or current suffering right now. So as you go back to this present suffering or perhaps a past suffering, and you imagine it right now in your mind, if you can pull something up right now, imagine yourself with the compassion that you would at the same kind of feeling you would at looking at a sunset with that distance, not with embarrassment or judgment or anything, just neutral. Just, "I'm observing this person, me, suffering with distance and with compassion. I have empathy for myself as a sufferer with compassion," just like you would for a young child, for yourself as a young child, or maybe for any young child. If you'd notice a child suffering and crying in the corner, you wouldn't be ashamed of that child, and you wouldn't be like, "I'm so embarrassed that this child's crying. This reflects very poorly on me." You would just think, "Oh no, what's wrong? I hope I can comfort this child." And when you think of yourself as a sufferer, and you can back off and look back into the suffering, you can distance yourself from it and distance yourself, let's say, from loops playing over in your head about your unworthiness. Those are not true things connected to yourself. Those are just loops playing in your brain that aren't you. And you can see, you can be the observer and notice those loops. This is an excellent distancing exercise where you can diffuse the pain and the suffering that you have and then accept it for what it is and just commit to not holding on to it as tightly as you have been, and realizing that the real you isn't part of those loops and those cycles and those repeating thoughts. This is just an excellent way to get a handle on what's happening to you If it's anxiety, it's the same way. Those anxious thoughts are loops. They're not you out of control. There's a distance you can have because you can step outside of the system and outside of those reoccurring thought patterns. And as you practice this distancing more and more with the human rational part of your brain and that frontal lobe, that human part is the salvation that you have. It's that monkey brain that wants to go over it and over it and over it and hang on to it. That's the part that crowds out that other rational part of you. And so the way you integrate it back in is really through connection and the social aspect of that, accepting yourself as a social connection, as a social being, and with others too, just explaining how it's been in your life and what you've struggled through. And that integration helps to heal that wound completely. It's a fascinating journey we can be on to reconcile the different parts of ourselves with ourselves. And being able to step outside of our suffering and look back in is this beautiful, I will call it divine, nature to us that allows us to be pulled into shalom, which is a wholeness, a complete wholeness and fullness and completeness. And we don't have to be hijacked by the lesser parts of our brain. And also we can bring this wholeness and healing to others. We can help journey with people wherever they are in the process of knowing about themselves more and more fully. And so my homework for you today is to realize that you are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are loops of consciousness and perceptions in your mind. And what you think about yourself is just a loop of consciousness, and a loop, a thought loop. It's a perception of your brain trying to understand reality from your circumstances and experiences. But you don't have to be trapped by it. You can step away and look back in. And that stepping away and looking back in is another consciousness loop where you can kind of awaken and be the observer that looks back in. Because you have the ability to do that with your unique human brain and have the unique human experience of being you, you can bring healing and wholeness to your life and redeem the wounds of the past and even journey through the suffering that you are in now. Not avoid it or pretend it's not there and not feel that it's nothing. You certainly should feel all the emotions of all the suffering that you're going through, but you don't have to be trapped and stuck in it forever. And so that's my blessing for you, that you walk through your suffering and you walk through your fire, but you also realize that it doesn't trap and define you. You have the ability to step away and gain distance. Look at those things as you would a sunset, without judgment, and see that there's a distance between you and those things. And if this has brought you any peace, or this might bring anyone else peace, I ask that you would just share this episode, this lesson with someone else, and rate this program on iTunes. And if you'd like to support the show at just $1 a month or whatever you can afford, you can go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse, and that would really help me continue the show. I thank you so much for listening, and I hope this has helped. Come to sparkmymuse.com for show notes to this episode and all episodes. There will be links to the people, books, and resources mentioned in the show, and sometimes you'll find photos or embedded videos too, and lots of other goodies. Soul School Live. Just go to Patreon, that's patron with an E, patreon.com/sparkmymuse to join in and support the show and be part of this very special live event, June 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.